From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The top American commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says both the American forces and the Afghan government have failed over the past 8 years to focus on the key goal of protecting the Afghan people. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
McChrystal says American and allied troops spent too much time over the years killing Taliban fighters and too much focus on self-protection, driving around in armored vehicles and staying inside large bases. Another problem, says McChrystal, the Afghan government is corrupt and incompetent. That provides fertile ground for the Taliban to recruit more fighters. The general says the allies must focus on protecting key population centers in Afghanistan and training Afghan soldiers and police. To do that, he says, will require an unspecified increase in U.S. troops. McChrystal says with more U.S. troops, Afghan forces can start taking more responsibility within 2 years. Then the allied forces can begin to withdraw. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Bank of America has missed a deadline to hand over documents to a congressional committee regarding the bank's purchase of Merrill Lynch. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Lisa Miller has more.
The House Oversight Committee asked Bank of America for materials, including all legal advice, that would shed light on what the bank did or did not tell shareholders about Merrill Lynch's mounting losses before the deal closed. After an initial request for these records in August, Bank of America provided hundreds of pages of documents. In a letter to the bank last week, committee chairman Adolphus Towns said the information Congress needed most wasn't in there. Instead, Towns said staff had to dig through a bunch of irrelevant records, like emails alerting bank employees to discounts at Walmart and Target. Towns says the committee will get the information it requested, whether it's through future hearings, a subpoena, or both. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.
At least three people have died from rising floodwaters in Georgia as heavy rainfall continues to sweep the northern half of the state. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Tregutz has the story.
The fatalities include a three-year-old boy swept from his mother's arms as floodwaters toppled the family's mobile home and adults killed when their cars were overtaken by flash flooding. In Metro Atlanta, the downtown evening rush hour was treacherous for people trying to get home. And in the northwest corner of the state, a levee protecting a town began to fail, prompting the evacuations of hundreds of residents. The North Georgia region has been drenched by up to 20 inches of rain over the past several days, flooding homes and roads. Forecasters say more rain is on the way. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tregutz in Atlanta.
On Wall Street, each of the main indices changed less than 1% from the previous trading session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 41 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index was up 5. This is NPR News. Two of three men were arrested over the weekend in connection with an alleged plot are now being held without bail. Investigators say 24-year-old Najibullah Zazi is being held on charges of lying to the government about a matter involving terrorism. A 37-year-old New York imam named Ahmed Afzali is also being held for allegedly lying about alerting Zazi about the investigation. Authorities are investigating whether Zazi and others were plotting to detonate backpack bombs aboard New York City trains. Deposed Honduran President Manuel Zelaya has defied threats of arrest and returned to his country. He's taken refuge at the embassy of Brazil. NPR's Jason Bobian has more.
President Zelaya snuck back into his home country overland in a move that ramps up the political crisis in Honduras. Zelaya was ousted in a military coup in June. He attempted to fly back into Tegucigalpa in July, but Honduran soldiers blocked the runway and prevented his plane from landing. Zelaya then attempted to cross from Nicaragua, but only set foot in Honduras before retreating. After the deposed president announced on a local radio station that he'd returned, thousands of his supporters poured into the streets of the capital. Zelaya says he wants to start a peaceful dialogue about his return to power. De facto President Roberto Micheletti says there's nothing to talk about and that Zelaya faces immediate arrest. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Again, in stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 41 points to close at 9,778. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 5 points to close at 2,138. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.